Different people have different perceptions of what beauty is.
Right. Hi everyone.
Hi.
Today we are going to talk about beauty. We are going to ask each other a few questions and answer them. You can turn on the subtitles if you need it. Also, you can read the text in PDF, which you can find in the description. So let's get started.
What is beauty?
Beauty is something that makes our world wonderful. The beauty of nature, the beauty of music and arts, the beauty of people, and so on.
Who decides who or what is beautiful?
Each person decides it for himself, I think. What is beautiful for some people can be not beautiful for others, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's different for everyone.
How often do you think about beauty?
Pretty often. Mm-hmm. Beauty is important for almost everything.
Do you think you have the same concept of beauty like your friends?
No. As I said, beauty is a relative thing for everyone. So I'm sure that I have different concept of beauty with my friends.
I understand.
Yeah.
What are the most important features when determining someone's beauty?
I think the most men like girls, slim girls with long hair, with big eyes and good shape. But the features can be different for everyone.
Yes, it can be different.
Yeah, everyone to his own taste, you know?
Yeah.
There is a saying.
How would the world be different if we never considered beauty?
I think that people can't live without considering beauty around them. I suppose the world would be ugly.
Okay. Is beauty in design important in your culture?
Yes, it is very important and trendy, I would say. So people like beautiful things in design, beautiful houses, beautiful furniture, and other things. So, of course.
Beautiful clothes,
yeah.
Do you think we are conditioned by advertising to think what is beauty and what is not?
I think we are. When people see a lot of advertising, of course, they start thinking that something is beautiful.
In magazines, for example.
Magazines, yeah, and TV, and so on. Of course, we are conditioned by advertising, but it doesn't mean that what is beautiful in advertising is good. So,
in advertising, we can see a beautiful world.
Yeah, people like beauty.
What do you think about beauty contests?
I don't like them. I think that people pay too much attention to someone's beauty nowadays. I think that's not right. There are a lot of other things that are much more important.
Yeah, true. Especially children contests.
Children beauty contests.
Yes, I mean.
Yeah.
It's terrible. What does beauty is in the eye of the beholder mean? Do you agree?
Yeah, that's a common saying. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That means that beauty doesn't exist on its own. Mm-hmm. And it's created by observers. So, of course, I agree with it. What is beautiful for one man can be ugly for others. So that's a relative thing, as I said before.
Cool.
Anya, do you think the idea of beauty is changing and how?
I don't think that it's changing too much. Fashion is changing, of course.
Right.
Beauty isn't.
Yeah, the idea of beauty itself can't change, I think.
Me too. So,
yeah. Do you think different races have different perceptions of what beauty is?
Absolutely. Not only races. Different people have different perceptions of what beauty is.
Right. True. Is beauty important?
It depends on circumstances. If it's a beauty contest, of course, it's important.
Yeah, right. If it is some physical job, when beauty is not that important, so it's not important, of course.
I think beauty is inside.
Yeah, right. Is there beauty in everything we see and do?
To some extent, yes, there is. World and life are beautiful. There is beauty in everything, I think.
Right. We need just to see it.
Yeah.
Do you think about your beauty?
Yes, of course. I'm a girl.
Right. Do you think the beauty industry is important?
People like it. I can't say that this is the most important industry, but anyway, it's important.
Yeah, I agree. Do beautiful people have better lives?
That's a hard question. To be honest, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that lucky people have better lives, but beauty is not that important in life. What beauty can you see around you now?
That's my home. Everything is beautiful here for me.
You can see me, for example.
Yes, and my little cat.
Right.
I like everything in my home.
Do you see beauty in the English language?
It sounds nice. I like this language.
Yeah, English is simple and beautiful, I would say. Anyway, the language is just a tool. So what we do with it depends on us.
Oh, cool. Good point.
So guys, thank you very much for watching. That was a small dialogue about beauty. If you have questions, you can write them in the comment section below. Please subscribe to our channel, follow us on Telegram and Instagram. We would really appreciate it. So thank you very much once again and see you later. Bye!
Bye.